Jim Rome, 9 to noon this morning.
It's epic.
He will. Get in your grill.
Don't take a hose to that guy's fire.
Now back to Scott and PR on the home of the Padres, Double X 1090.
Pushed down at 10 at the 12 of San Diego. Breeze back in the pocket, avoids the rush. Nice move. Sprints to his left, throws in the end zone. Touchdown! Devery Henderson wide open in the left corner. Breeze back to pass. Good protection again. Deep ball, left corner of the end zone. Caught! Touchdown to Lance Moore! There were two Chargers within a yard. Not close enough. Bootleg right on second and goal. Breeze throws into the end zone. Touchdown, Saints! Touchdown, New Orleans! Campbell, the tight end.
Doesn't that seem like a lifetime ago?
Oh.
Saints and Chargers in London?
10 years ago.
What a bizarre season, man. We thought it was all over at that point, and the Chargers made their comeback, and Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints, who were hoping to be like the New York Giants the year before and hopefully propel a win in London into a Super Bowl. It didn't quite happen for either team, really. But now the rumors are, and they've been persisting here for a couple of weeks, that if and when LaDainian Tomlinson becomes free to speak to whoever he wants to, that a very natural connection would happen between Drew Brees, LaDainian Tomlinson, Tom Condon, the New Orleans Saints, reunited. Oh, it feels so good.
Oh, please don't start saying
it. Oh, yeah.
No, no.
Reunited.
No, no.
Because it's understood. Drew Brees is on the Corky's hotline, and he returns to the Scott and BR show on Double X 1090. Hi, Drew.
What's up, guys?
How you doing?
Not bad. Yourself?
Doing really well. How's fatherhood treating you? How old is your baby boy now?
Little man, he turned 7 weeks yesterday.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
I'm flying by already. He was born January 15th, and he's doing great. Seems like he's getting bigger by the second, and more facial expressions every day, more sounds. I mean, he's just it's awesome.
Drew, what's he bench pressing right now?
I've got him on a good supplementation plan. And we got him.
Yeah, what are you putting in those bottles?
We're going to have him working out at Todd Durkin's house.
Exactly.
What you do is you just feed Brittany everything you want your kid to have, and then she just kind of delivers it third party, so to speak.
That's pretty much the way it goes.
Hey, I got an email the other day, Drew, from a great friend who was telling a story via email. Because we were talking about, we're getting ready to celebrate our 8th year anniversary on the air, and we were talking about classic interviews that have been done, and this lady sent me an email, and she said, the interview that you guys did with Drew when he was in his kitchen, and he handed off the phone to Brittany, and she talked about having a sausage in her pocket, and she told the story via email that at a Mardi Gras parade, she was standing on the side of the road, you and Brittany were in a car, and she was holding a sign that said, do you have a sausage in your pocket? And then eventually got to an autograph signing with you, and you guys put two and two together. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, that was obviously. I think that was a pretty funny moment in the history of of the radio show. Brittany and I were riding in the Mardi Gras parade back in 2006, and somebody held up the sign, and I said, "Oh my gosh, there's people that still remember that."
They're everywhere, Drew.
So we got around to meeting her and signing the poster for her and everything else. So it was pretty funny.
Drew, it looks like the story for the Saints, at least in this off season, are the people that won't be showing up when you guys all get back together and start the workouts. You know.
I guess Deuce McAllister is gone. David Patton is gone. Those are two guys offensively that you know, it's tough to lose. And it's not to say that they might not end up coming back. You know, obviously just at a lesser salary, but I think we've made some good moves this offseason thus far. You know, we ended up signing Jonathan Vilma, our middle linebacker, to a big deal, long-term deal. John Stinchcomb, our right tackle. Devery Henderson, one of our receivers. I know we went out and got Heath Evans at the fullback position, Jabari Greer from Buffalo at the corner position. So I feel like we've made some good moves, and you know, I'm excited to get back and meet some of these guys who I haven't met before.
All right, we're talking to Drew Brees, Saints quarterback, and this offseason has already included the birth of his son. What's the boy's name?
Baylen. Baylen Robert Brees.
Baylen?
Like Baylen Hay. Except it's spelled B-A-Y-L-E-N. Baylen.
Baylen. Like
B-A-Y-L-E-N.
Baylen. Where's that name come from?
I can be honest. We just made it up. It was kind of a... I guess the easiest explanation is we really like the name Bailey for a girl, so this was kind of like the boys' version of Bailey, Balin.
Balin. All right, I'll go with that. You guys made up your own. You made up your own name. So the off season has included the birth of a baby boy,
Balin.
The traveling all over the place from the Super Bowl in Tampa down to the Pro Bowl in Hawaii, and then what were you doing up at Stanford earlier this week?
Yeah, that was. I just got back 2 days ago, but that's the NFL Extended Education Program. There's actually four programs. One at Wharton School of Business at UPenn. Mm-hmm. One at Harvard. One at Northwestern, Kellogg School, and then one at Stanford. And each of them kind of specialize in maybe a different aspect of business, but for the most part, you get a lot of just general information about, you know, managing your money, you know, risk management, asset allocation, diversification, real estate, stock market. I mean, they kind of dive in a little bit into just about every category, but then they might specialize in something like, at Stanford, it was we had quite a few entrepreneurs come in, guys who had started companies, and we basically read their case studies prior to us arriving up there. And so we had the opportunity just to kind of break down their business model and talk about it. And some of these were companies that had still kind of have yet to really kind of launch, you know, or get off the ground. So it was kind of an opportunity for us and for the entrepreneur just to kind of talk
hit you guys
about,
up for money.
Right.
Yeah, it was kind of a chance for the entrepreneur to hit us up for money.
Yeah.
We were kind of like consultants. You know, they were asking our advice on what we would do.
Yeah.
What was the best idea you saw?
Well, actually, one of them was you guys familiar with the Golden Baseball League and the San Diego Surf Dogs
yeah.
a couple of years back?
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy who started that league was a Stanford Business School graduate. Most of the guys, the speakers that come back are, they're Stanford Business School graduates that went off and started a company, and now they're coming back to present. Dave Cavall was one of the founders of the Golden Baseball League, so he kind of went through his whole spiel about how he started the league and how he just loved baseball. This was the guy who traveled around to every Major League Baseball park over the course of like 38 days and wrote a book about it. I don't know if you guys recall that a couple years back, but
didn't we have him on the show, Scott? We did that? Yeah, we had him on the show.
Yeah. So he was a great guy and obviously loves baseball and kind of talked about his passion for the game and his desire to just establish this independent league and how, you know, Ricky Henderson was one of his first signings in San Diego and how that was just, you know, a huge PR move for the league and how great it was. And we just kind of talked about that, and it was interesting.
Did you guys just beat him up? I mean, because it's baseball, you know, it's like
anybody
baseball.
Say anything like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life, starting a new baseball league?
No. Well, you look at all the ones that failed, all the independent leagues that were established and then failed or went bankrupt prior to him establishing it, and you easily could have looked at him and said, you know, you're crazy. In fact, was it Peter Uberoff, the former commissioner of baseball? David Cavall actually had a meeting with him prior to establishing the league and kind of told him his idea and everything else. And this well-respected figure in baseball, Peter Uberoff, told him, it's never going to work.
Not going to happen.
I'm sure that's not really the motivation right. you want to have going. Yeah, but he, you know, obviously he's ended up being successful with it. So
he has. I mean, in the meantime, he comes back to the Stanford Business School. He's like, guys, I just barely got by. He goes, which is why I started a secondary independent baseball league. We're talking to Drew Brees this morning, Saints quarterback, and had a very busy offseason, but now back in San Diego and enjoying a little off-season time with wife and new baby. And Drew, obviously you're exposed to the LaDainian Tomlinson situation. I'm sure you've heard the rumors. What do you think about the possibility that if LaDainian were available, the possibility of him joining you in New Orleans?
I mean, come on. It's an easy question. I'd love to have him in New Orleans. I'd love to be his teammate again. You know, I think LT's got a lot of great years left in him. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
What do you think about what is going to happen? I mean, do you suspect that LT will accept less money and stay with the Chargers, or do you think that LT will ask for his release and go test free agency?
I don't think he should accept less money from the Chargers at this point, because you look at his track record. You know, I mean, you could many people could say that, oh, he had a decline this year, but I disagree with that. I mean, he was banged up for a majority of the year, and I think that's just part of the game at times. I mean, the guy's missed one start his entire NFL career. So if you're going to sit here and tell me that he's, you know, not a durable guy, then you're crazy. Like I said, I think he's still got a lot of, he's got a lot of motivation. I think he's got a lot of fight and fire left in him, and you know, he can still be a very productive player. So I don't see any reason why he should be taking a pay cut at this point.
Has he sought you out, Drew, for this kind of advice?
I mean, we've talked.
Yeah.
We've talked a few times. Just, you know, just try to kind of really just to catch up with him, you know, and see how he's feeling and everything else. And it's hard not to talk about that situation,
right,
just because, you know, it's right here in front of him. But, you know, I think the best case scenario, I mean, if you look at it just for football, just for the game, I think it's best that he probably remains a Charger, just because he's been the heart and soul of this organization for 8 years. And so for him to have to go and play elsewhere because the organization isn't willing to pay him what he deserves right now, then I think that's a shame.
In talking to LaDainian Tomlinson, Drew, do you sense from him that he's willing to accept a pay cut to stay with the team that brought him into the league, and, you know, maybe he wants to finish what he started with San Diego? I mean, do you sense that from him, that he's willing to take a pay cut?
No, that's not any of my business, really.
Can everybody hear Drew Brees grinning through the phone?
Yes.
As we're having this conversation?
Yes.
That's between him and the Chargers and Tom Condon. But for me, I'm just waiting for the opportunity, if he is available, to come and snatch him away.
Okay, you ready? then has this conversation taken place? If you're available, would you want to come to New Orleans?
Well, I think that's pretty obvious, don't you think?
Just want to hear it from the horse's mouth.
Knowing the rules about tampering and such,
you know,
don't want to assume anything.
It's just two buddies talking on the phone.
There you go.
Call them up to tell them congratulations on getting inducted into the Texas High School Hall of Fame, Sports Hall of Fame, and that was pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. If you had to guess as to when we would hear some form of resolution on this topic, being intimately involved with Tom Condon, LaDainian Tomlinson, and all of the kinds of things like this, what do you suppose? I mean, what kind of timeline would you put on it?
You know, I have no idea. I really don't. I know you're trying to get this information out of me as much as you can, but it's not for me to tell you. It's for those guys to tell you. So I'm just going to keep my mouth shut and just kind of smile.
Yeah. But you got to give us credit, though. We're just hammering away.
What's that?
You got to give us credit, just hammering away, man. We're trying to wear you down, Breezer.
You guys are persistent. They should have you present at the Stanford School of Business, maybe, just on persistency and not giving up and, you know, just keep going for it.
You know, we are so desperate to find anybody that will share any information with us that yesterday we talked to LaDainian's mom, and we asked LaDainian's mom if she thought that he was going to come back to the Chargers, and she said, quite frankly, at this point, it doesn't look promising. I mean, this is what she said on the air yesterday. Would you agree with that?
Coming from his mom, I guess she'd have the inside track, wouldn't she?
I would think so.
It's his mom.
All right. Well, Drew, hopefully we will see you. How long are you in town for?
Till the end of this month, and then I head back and start training.
All right.
I'm at Todd Durkin's House of Pain, though, up until that point.
All right. Well, we'll have to come out there and get a little training session. You know, Billy Ray's got a broken knee from a golf accident that happened at Torrey Pines before the U.S. Open. I don't know if he could take a Durkin beating.
No, I wouldn't do that. I just
that U.S. Open was a long time ago. It's still ailing him a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah, you should see him limping around. It's embarrassing. Guy played 10 years in the NFL. He had no injuries to speak of, and now he's limping around.
Hey, don't forget this.
Oh, he's got the pinky.
Yeah.
And now he's limping around from a golf injury.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Is he going after disability now?
He's going for a workman's comp claim. Got hurt playing golf as part
of... Drew knows the drill.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Get what you can.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's going to be on the operating table, and John Lynch is going to call him and go, "Don't you worry, Billy Ray.
Right.
When you come out of surgery, you're still our morning guy."
Make sure you get in the writing.
You know what I'm looking for? I'm looking for that little card the union sent me a couple of years ago that was like the free card for a free knee operation.
Free
or
joint replacement.
Yeah, joint replacement.
I'm in line.
Yeah, they just give those out in gift certificates.
They do, free gift card. Yeah.
Billy Ray and I were talking about getting an orthopedic surgeon endorsement for his knee. Hey, it's Billy Ray for Dr. Rosen.
Yep.
You know,
check out my knee. It's solid.
Hey, Drew, we'll see you during the month, man.
All right, guys.
Thank you very much. Drew Brees, would you like to have LaDainian Tomlinson on your team if he were available? That's pretty obvious.
Baylen Brees.
Like Baylen Hay.
Baylen Brees.
Right. All right, Billy Ray, 8:40 in the morning. Here comes the hammer. And great friends, your chance right now to win brand new Callaway Diablo golf balls as part of the pop quiz. Hit the phones, 858-457-1090, 877-792-1090. Pop quiz is next on Scott and BR.
XX1090, XX1090.com.